Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Our professional gambler, Rob Pizzola, is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. And I look forward to this every week. Generally, it's on Thursday. He was unable to join us yesterday, so he's joining us now. Hello, Rob.
Hello, Mark.
How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. How about you?
Good. Now, the last time, it's always funny, the stilted salutations.
And it's consistent.
But he does it. You've told us before, when I bring you on, you always feel like it's Seinfeld and Newman meeting at the door, right?
Right. It's sort of an ode to one of my favorite TV shows ever. It's not my favorite. I mean, I still watch Seinfeld to this day, and the jokes still hold up over time.
So. By the way, I was saying this on the air a week or so ago. I've been watching The Office again, and I've started to think maybe The Office is a better TV show than Seinfeld, and Seinfeld used to be my favorite.
So are you talking about the U.S. version of The Office with Steve Carell?
Yes.
So I've recently watched the UK version with Ricky Gervais, and I actually like the UK version better. I love The Office in general. I like both of them, but to me, the UK jokes are even a little bit more cringeworthy, if you can imagine that. So I would strongly advise checking that out. They're both really, really good.
The only problem with that, I've told Crowder before, I hate watching shows with subtitles.
Mm. You can't understand normal British accent.
Okay, Mr. Know-It-All. It's one of my favorite jokes, because when I've been talking about The Office lately, everybody always brings up the British version, so I just do my subtitle joke, and it makes me laugh. So it is better than the English version, though?
I mean, subjectively, I like both of them. I'm a big Office fan in general, but I was pleasantly surprised at how good the UK version was, and I would say that I like it better than the Steve Carell version.
Hey, Rob, is Game of Thrones huge in Canada like it is down here?
It is. It's massive. In fact, I mean, my wife, I love Game of Thrones. My wife is a Game of Thrones nut. We actually plan our vacations around filming locations from Game of Thrones.
What?
Yeah, it's the truth. I mean, I've been to Iceland and Ireland in the last couple of years to check out different spots where the show was filmed. And I actually enjoyed it quite a bit. It's pretty cool. Northern Ireland is fantastic. It's very, very Game of Thrones oriented. A lot of the people that live there have been extras in battles that they've done on the show. So I found it to be a great experience. But yeah, it's absolutely huge in Canada as well.
Is there anything in Rob Pizzola is based in Canada, obviously, Toronto. Is there anything that's like super popular in Canada that's not popular here? Like, is there a TV show that all Canadians, I guess, what is it, Hockey Night in Canada? Like not sports related, where there's a drama or something that everyone in Canada, they can't wait to see and we don't like it?
I would say that there's a comedy that's called Letter Kenny that is very popular here. Not by me. I'm not a big fan of the show as well. It's a very, very Canadian show in terms of the comedy that you probably would have never heard of in the States, but it's huge here. And then I think about music. The Tragically Hip, which is a huge Canadian band, and their singer passed away about a year ago from brain cancer, but they would be probably considered the biggest Canadian band of all time, and they, for some reason, just never got popular in the U.S. So those are the two things that come to mind immediately.
All right, let me get into gambling before we run out of time here. Rob Pizzola, you can follow him on Twitter, at Rob Pizzola. He doesn't pay us to come on. We don't pay him to come on. We just enjoy talking gambling and all things Canada with Rob Pizzola. Last time you were on with us was before the Masters, and you had given us a few futures, including Patrick Cantlay, who shot two of the most incredible rounds you'll ever see at Augusta on that Saturday and Sunday. He was in the mix. So just explain to us, and he didn't win, obviously. I'm guessing you did not. You gave us Cantlay, Matsuyama, and Fleetwood, I think. Yeah. Now, you purposely would have stayed away, I'm guessing, from a future on Tiger Woods because there's no money to be – there's no advantage there, right?
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, I'd love to have money on Tiger Woods in pretty much any tournament right now because he's been playing extremely well for a while. But the reality is that there's rarely, if ever, going to be value in betting on Tiger Woods. And people ask, why is that? Well, because the vast majority of people are always going to bet on Tiger Woods, regardless of the odds. The odds are an afterthought to most people. So what this means is that sportsbooks who post odds on these tournaments, they're going to have liability on Tiger Woods in every tournament. Sportsbooks are always cheering against him. Because of that, they can offer bad prices. People will bet them regardless. So I can't remember the last time I made a bet on Tiger Woods. I'm really trying to think hard about it. I just, last week it was 14-1, 15-1 in that range. That's about a probability of 6.5%. I wasn't anywhere near that. So it is a matter of value, and because of that, I don't purposely stay away from Woods. I just don't see value in him in these tournaments.
The NFL released its schedule on Wednesday, so the early line for week one is the Baltimore Ravens -3.5 at Miami here taking on the Dolphins. What would be your early wager there?
5 months to go till NFL season, and we're talking NFL. Here's the thing. Baltimore this year, to me, is going to be a pretty easy team to predict this season because they're going to be very run-heavy like they were last year. They added Mark Ingram in the offseason. They have Lamar Jackson at quarterback who really can't throw the ball, so he has to run it a lot. So basically, this is a question of, is Miami going to be able to stop the run? Well, they have Devon Godshaw in the middle of the defensive line. He's one of the best interior run defenders in the league. You look at the linebacker, Jerome Baker, Raekwon McMillan, both good starters there in their base defense. They stink in coverage, but they can defend the run really well. But the problem is that there's just too many guys on that defense, whether it's Kiko Alonso, Akeem Spence, Charles Harris. They couldn't tackle an opposing running back to save their life. So I look at the matchup. Miami gave up 4.8 yards per carry last year, fifth worst run defense in the league. I don't think it's a great matchup for them out of the gate. Maybe they do something in the draft to, address that weakness. But just looking at it now, I kind of like Baltimore week one.
You talk about, 5 months early. Like, when do you put in wagers? Last night, we bet the Sixers, right? But we bet the Sixers when we got off the air last night about 6:15 our time, and it was Sixers -3.5. And then I'm at dinner with my family, and I get a pop-up notification that Joel Embiid is out, and the line's down to 1. Now, we ended up covering and winning the bet anyway, but that's like, people tell you should wait till the last possible minute. Do you?
No, I think that's bad advice. You should not wait to the last possible minute. Now, sometimes things like that are going to work against you. Injuries like the Joel Embiid last night, sometimes they work against you, but sometimes they work in your favor. There's going to be times where a player is out on the opposing team and you made your bet early and you're going to get a better number. So my advice, don't wait till the last minute. You should be trying to bet as early as possible. If you're waiting till the last minute, what's happened is the market has already dictated the price on that game. The market tends to become more efficient closer to game time. So I would say the opposite of that advice, try to bet as early as possible.
Oh, okay. All right. Marlins and Nationals tonight. In case there's a Marlins fan, worst team in baseball, somebody wants to make the game a little more exciting tonight. You have anything there?
I don't. I'm noticing that money is coming in on the Nationals right now. They're up to around -121 or so. That's because the Marlins just put out their lineup. So I'm assuming that someone is in the Marlins lineup today that's either a backup or they just didn't put out a good lineup in general. I would say if you are going to bet the game, I do kind of like the Nationals or lean to the Nationals. I do like Caleb Smith for the Marlins. I think he has, if he keeps the walks down, he has potential, even at 27 years old, to be a good pitcher. But tonight it's Nationals or nothing.
And, Rob, we've been doing okay last couple weeks, and I can tell Hawks are getting antsy because we're betting one unit, but we went 4-0 a couple days ago, and he's getting a little antsy.
Valero, who's off today, he's been giving us soccer winners every day this week.
Should we ever push it up a little bit, a unit and a half, two units? What's your philosophy on that?
Here's my thing. Hot streaks and cold streaks, to me, they are not real. They're just runs of good variance or bad variance. In 99% of cases, you should not be increasing your bets if you're on a hot streak or decreasing on a cold streak. People hate when I tell them this, but there's luck involved in betting. A lot of betting is luck, plain and simple. If you're not going to acknowledge that fact, then you're in for a world of hurt. So, yes, I know sometimes it sucks because you'll win 5, 6, 7, 8 games in a row and you'll say, why didn't I bet more on those games? But the reality is you could have bet more on those games and lost. I mean, there's just so much variance in sports that you can't let that get to you. So you guys are on a winning streak. You've won money. That's a good job. Don't let the other things get to you. Hot streaks and cold streaks, they don't exist in sports betting.
Rob Pizzola is a professional sports gambler. What about straight bets versus parlays or exotic bets, you know, teasers, if bets? Like, do you play any of those?
I'd say 99% of my bets are straight bets. I rarely, if ever, parlay. The reason why is I'm betting at a larger scale because obviously I need to bet at a large scale in order to make a living out of this. So it's just not easy to place big parlays at a large scale. And it's really not as profitable as straight bets in the long run. In terms of exotics, I like to play NFL teasers because there's an edge there. Some people will say, oh, teasers, those are a sucker's bet. And for the most part, that's not wrong. But if you understand some basic math principles, there are advantages in certain teasers. I also like to play some props here and there. We've done some NBA first score props on this show. That's just one of the markets I focus on in terms of props. So there is some of that stuff there, but it's more time consuming. You can't bet as much money on props as you can on individual games. So those are the reasons that I just choose to use straight bets and I don't focus on exotics as much.
How long have you made your living again as a sports gambler?
I'm horrible with time, but I think this is going to be going on 5 years now. At one point in my life when I was younger, I was playing poker for a living, which was, you know, I did that for a couple of years, and I guess that's still gambling on you know, gambling for a living. But in terms of actual sports betting, we're going on 5 years now.
Do you love it, or do you have an ulcer?
Can I say both?
It's got to be very stressful. It's almost like working on a commission. Like, if you can't close any business, then you go hungry that month.
Yeah, I would say that certainly there can be times where the anxiety is at an all-time high. There's no doubt about it. I try not to focus on scores while games are going on and try to do other things and have other hobbies and so on and so forth. But it's not that easy. I mean, at the end of the day, like I said, there's a lot of variance involved. There's a lot of luck involved. And sometimes things don't go your way over an extended period of time. And that's not fun for anyone. But, I mean, I'm doing well off it. I can earn a living off of betting, and I don't think I'd have it any other way.
You think you'll go the rest of your life as a professional gambler?
I would hope that I can retire in maybe 10 years and don't have to do it at some point. I mean, those are my life goals in general, but if I had to, I think I could, yeah.
Wow. Rob Pizzola. All right, give us 3 random bets from now through Sunday so that we can try to live the life you are.
Okay, I'm going to give a couple futures. So let's start. NHL playoffs are going on right now. Right, I looked at the Stanley Cup odds this morning. Vegas is +650. I think that number is too low. They haven't won their first round series yet. They're up 3-2 on the Sharks. But to me, it's close to an 80% chance that they're going to advance. They're going to be favored in every series that they play the remainder of the way. This, to me, is the best team remaining in the playoffs now that Tampa Bay got eliminated. I think Vegas should be closer to +450, maybe +500 to win the Stanley Cup. I think there's some great value at +650 on Vegas to win the Stanley Cup right now.
Okay. I enjoy rooting for them, too, so that'll be a fun bet. What else you got?
Will the Golden State Warriors win the NBA championship? I am taking no at +150. Now, I'm not here to tell you that the Warriors aren't a great team. I'm not going to slander them in any way. All I'm saying is that there is not as big a gap between the Warriors and the other top teams as this line suggests. And not only that, when you look at the Warriors' path, it's not going to be easy. They're going to probably have to go through Houston, Portland, and then Milwaukee, or maybe Toronto in the NBA Finals. The Rockets took them to 7 games last year. There's a strong argument to be made that the Rockets could have won that series if Chris Paul didn't go down. And then what people forget as well with the Golden State Warriors, when they get to the NBA Finals, if they play Milwaukee or Toronto, they don't have home court advantage. They finish with a worse record than both those two teams. So essentially what this comes down to is, for me, the Warriors are a coin flip to win the NBA championship. You're getting +150 on them not to win the NBA championship. I'm going to take that bet.
All right, and finally, your last random pick.
Let's finish up with some baseball tonight. The Toronto Blue Jays, the Oakland Athletics. Anytime I talk about a game involving a Toronto team, I like to assure people that there are no biases involved here. Yes, I live in Toronto. I'm a Blue Jays fan. I can bet on my teams or against my teams. So there's no bias here, but I do like the Blue Jays tonight with Marcus Stroman on the mound. people are going to look at Marcus Stroman this year. They're going to see 0-3 next to his name. That is extremely misleading. He has pitched very well, and he has not given up a home run yet this year. Stroman is one of those guys that I want to bet on this year because he throws one of the best sinkers in baseball. Tons of downward movement. Because of that, he gets a ton of ground balls. In his career, 60% of balls in play off Marcus Stroman are grounders. And the reason I mention this is because we are in the juiced era, the juice ball era in Major League Baseball. Fly balls are leaving the park at an alarming clip. So I want to back guys that do not allow a lot of fly balls. Marcus Stroman is one of them. The Jays are plus 115 tonight in Oakland. I'm going to bet that.
All right, there you go. Rob Pizzola, professional sports gambler. Follow him on Twitter at Rob Pizzola. He likes the Blue Jays tonight at plus 115. Maybe take a little flyer on the Golden State Warriors not winning the NBA championship at plus 150. And in the NHL playoffs, why don't you take a flyer on the Vegas Golden Knights to win the Stanley Cup? Thank you, Rob. Always a pleasure.
All right, guys, you as well.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.